You are listening to the audio of Lunchtime Rendezvous, brought to you by sexiestories.com. Please visit our website for more erotica pleasure. Now let's get started. I'll never forget the day I met Jason on that senior hookup site. He was charming, funny, and had a certain air of confidence that drew me in. We exchanged emails for weeks before deciding to meet up for lunch. As our conversation heated up, he made an unusual request. Would I be willing not to wear panties during our date? At first, I hesitated. But his persistence and the thrill of fulfilling his fantasy got the best of me. I arrived at the restaurant early, wanting to make sure I had enough time to prepare myself for the encounter. As I sat in my car, I could feel my pussy tingling with anticipation. With shaky hands, I removed my panties and tucked them into my purse. I couldn't believe what I was about to do, but the excitement of it all was too much to resist. Jason walked in just a few minutes after I arrived. As soon as he saw me, sitting there in my skirt and legs slightly opened, his eyes widened and he flashed me a sly grin. "Well, well, Ainsley," he said, taking a seat across from me. "You didn't waste any time, did you?" I giggled nervously, feeling both exposed and empowered at the same time. "I figured I might as well give you what you asked for," I replied, trying to maintain my composure. Over lunch, we continued our flirtatious banter, with Jason occasionally sneaking peeks under the table. As we talked, I could feel myself growing wetter and wetter, my pussy throbbing with desire. I knew I had made the right decision in agreeing to his request. After finishing our meal, Jason suggested we take a walk around the park nearby. As we strolled along the path, he reached over and grabbed my hand, sending shivers down my spine. He leaned in close, his breath hot on my neck as he whispered, "I can't believe you did that for me, Ainsley. You have no idea how much I appreciate it." His words sent a wave of lust through my body, and I knew it was time to take things further. As we reached a secluded bench, I turned to face him, our eyes locked in a passionate gaze. "I hope you're ready for this," I whispered, before sliding my hand up his thigh and cupping his erection through his pants. He moaned softly, his eyes rolling back in pleasure as I began to rub him gently. With one swift motion, he pulled me onto his lap, our lips crashing together in a passionate kiss. As our tongues danced, I could feel the bulge in his pants growing even harder against my pussy, making me even wetter than before. His hands explored my body, tracing the curves of my breasts and hips as he pulled my dress up around my waist. His fingers slid between my legs, finding my bare pussy slick with lust. "Oh, Ainsley," he murmured, his voice thick with desire. "You have no idea how much I want you right now." I moaned softly in response, grinding my hips against his hand as he began to finger me gently. As his fingers slid in and out of my pussy, I could feel myself on the brink of climax, my body trembling with pleasure. He must have sensed it too, because he pulled his hand away suddenly, leaving me gasping for more. "Not yet," he growled, before leaning in to kiss me once again. As our tongues dueled, I could feel him unzipping his pants, freeing his cock from its confines. He lifted me off his lap, positioning me so that my pussy was hovering just above the head of his cock. "Are you ready for this?" he asked, his voice low and dangerous. I nodded eagerly, unable to form words as I felt the tip of his cock pressing against my wet folds. With one swift thrust, he buried himself inside me, filling me completely and sending a wave of pleasure coursing through my body. I cried out in pleasure, my pussy clenching around him as he began to pump his hips in long, steady strokes. As we fucked on that secluded bench, I could feel the tension building within me, my orgasm growing closer with each passing second. Jason's cock felt like it was made for me, sliding effortlessly in and out of my soaked pussy as he pounded into me relentlessly. He grabbed my ass, lifting me slightly off the bench and changing the angle of penetration, sending shockwaves of pleasure through my body. I could feel his cock throbbing inside me, his balls slapping against my ass with each thrust. I knew he was close too, our bodies working together in perfect harmony as we raced towards our shared climax. As I felt the orgasm building within me, I tightened my pussy muscles around him, causing him to moan loudly in pleasure. "Oh fuck, Ainsley!" he gasped, his cock swelling even larger inside me. "I'm going to come inside you." His words sent me over the edge, and I cried out in pleasure as my orgasm washed over me like a tidal wave. My pussy clenched around him tightly, milking the cum from his cock as he pumped it deep inside me. As we came together, our bodies shuddering with pleasure, I knew that this was more than just a hookup. It was an experience that would stay with us both for years to come. As our breathing slowly returned to normal, Jason gently slid his cock out of me, causing my pussy to clench one final time around him. He pulled me close, wrapping me in his arms as we kissed deeply, savoring the taste of each other's mouths. "That was amazing," he whispered, his voice ragged with pleasure. "I don't think I've ever come that hard before." I smiled against his lips, feeling a sense of satisfaction and empowerment that I had never experienced before. As we walked back to the car hand in hand, I couldn't help but wonder what other fantasies Jason might have up his sleeve, and whether or not I would be brave enough to fulfill them. But one thing was for sure. This lunchtime rendezvous had changed both of us forever, and I knew that our connection would only grow stronger with each passing day. Thank you for listening to the audio of Lunchtime Rendezvous. If you enjoyed it, please like and follow us for more. You can also visit our website, sexiestories.com, for more erotica pleasure.